Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and all this? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
You were a garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to Revolution Rock, another edition here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello, welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this Saturday night. We're going to be with you 7 until 9 o'clock, bringing you some of our favorite rock and roll. We have a lot in store for you tonight. We're going to be celebrating an anniversary, 30 years of the debut album of Weezer, an album that I don't think we could play anything from necessarily, but we're going to try to because it was such a massive hit. We'll talk about why we're honoring this. Yes, it is, I guess you can consider it a mainstream album, but there's a lot of history to it, and there's a lot of legacy to it as well. So later on in the show, we'll get to that. But also brand new music from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. That's going to be really cool. We're going to hear some music from the Deadbeat Beat. We're going to hear Still Houseplants, the Sylvia Platters, a special tribute to the MC5's drummer, which is unfortunately something we have to announce that Dennis Thompson passed away, of course known as Dennis Machine Gun Thompson. He was the last surviving member of the original MC5.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be paying a tribute to him, as well as playing new music from the Garys, from Sham Family, and more.
Yeah, and we're going to start off with, as we mentioned last week, a brand new music from what is now the final album by Shellac.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a sad thing to talk about, but we did focus an entire episode on it last week. Steve Albini, the mastermind behind bands like Big Black, Shellac, and the sound engineer / recorder of numerous fantastic albums, did pass away. We have a show that's dedicated all to it, so you can always check that out at cjam.ca, and we are going to post about it at revrock.blogspot.com as well, so that will be up there pretty soon, I'm sure. But with that said, this final album was a bit of a surprise. The first Shellac record, I believe, in 11 years, and it's fantastic. I've been listening to it. It kind of, I guess you can say, consolidates a lot of what Shellac has been doing over the past little bit with post-punk, with noise rock, and having these garish, very over-the-top sounds just marred with great melody and very intelligent songcraft. Now, we're going to play some other music that I think is indebted to Steve Albini and Shellac coming up within the set as well, including bands like Fold Paper and Sham Family. But we're also going to hear a track that he produced for a Chicago band in 1996.
Yeah, when we couldn't get on the show last week that we wanted to play, a track by the band Brainiac. And we're also going to hear some new music in the set from Windsor's Brain Rust, definitely indebted to the sounds and influence of Steve Albini.
And we have some Brain Rust news as well, because
they're playing a show tonight at the Dominion House album release show. So it's just two bands. It starts at 9. Head down there if you want to see some good noisy rock and roll.
Now, I debated about this track because I wondered whether it was appropriate or not, but Steve Albini wouldn't want it any other way. In memory of this great guitarist, songwriter, and producer, this is I Don't Fear Hell from the new Shellac album, To All Trains, here on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back.
takes me to hear this.
You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here, bringing you rock and roll for these 2 hours of your Saturday night up until 9 o'clock. Of course, don't tune out of CJM at that time. If you're around a radio, you're going to want to stay tuned for Mark Casaubon with the long-staying program, Cowboys and Indies afterwards, and great CJM programming to take you through your Saturday evening. But of course, if you're out about town, you might want to head to the DH tonight, where the final band we heard in that set will be performing an album release show.
Yeah, Brain Rust, a band featuring members of other Windsor bands, members of Cellos, and What Seas, What Shores, Nefedovs, and Trout is another one. Roy Trout's band. So yeah, really cool kind of alternative sound there. And we heard the song Band Manager from their full-length debut release, which is called
Don't lie to our listeners.
Indistinct Chatter.
We should also note that that is a digital release, so you will have the chance to purchase it online.
Bandcamp.
So go to brainrust.bandcamp.com or some iteration of that. I'm not sure the exact website address, but I'm pretty confident that's it.
All right, then.
Anytime, Dave. We heard some new music as well, this time coming out of Toronto. Who did we hear?
We heard The Sham Family.
Mm-hmm.
We heard a song called Community Service from... is this a single or new album?
Well, this is a single from a forthcoming release. So the album in question is going to be titled A Deaf Portrait of Peace. That's going to be released on July 17th on Wavy Haze Records, so you're gonna have to wait a few more months for that. But this is a new album from that Toronto group, which is really great if you like punk and harder rock and roll. Likewise, if you like those sounds, you'll probably enjoy the band we heard before that, Fold Paper.
Yes, and if you fold paper, you will have nothing to report, because that's the name of the song we heard.
That was so clever of you.
And we heard a song from the digital single Nothing to Report. This is just a single standalone?
A standalone single. I mean, Fold Paper have had some EPs and album-length releases before, but this is just a standalone. No indication that the Winnipeg band is coming out with a full-length record right now, but this is a good sign that maybe that is in the works. Either way, a great track from that group. Prior to that, we heard some music from the band that we're actually hearing in the background right now, Chicago's own Brainiac, that existed in a far too short a span of time, I believe about 1993 to 1997, before the lead singer tragically passed away from an accident. Even though some iterations of the band have reunited here and there, a powerful group with this fantastic record, Hissing Prigs and Static Couture, which really blew up a lot of the indie and underground rock scene at the time for their incorporation of electronic processed elements into post-hardcore. And one of their biggest proponents, so much so that he produced some of their tracks, including the one that we heard from that album. We heard the track Nothing Ever Changes. And then, speaking of Steve Albini, before that we heard a track from the final album by Shellac.
Yeah, the album came out this week, and it's called To All Trains. And we heard, this was the last track on the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was called I Don't Fear Hell. Is this the third or fourth?
No, this is, I believe, the fifth official Shellac record. But they also have some compilations.
Yeah, okay.
As we've discussed in our previous episode, they had some limited releases as well. Because this is the final thing Steve Albini recorded as a musician, I do believe this is the final output, which we'll hear from Shellac. But as a final album, this is a heck of a way to go out, because it's fantastic. Highly recommended. Now, speaking of highly recommended, we have a slew of a lot of new music coming up in this next set. and I'm very excited for this. Brand new singles from the Garys, new single from Run Coyote as well, which is going to be starting off this set.
Yeah, Run Coyote is back, and they played Windsor quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from London, now based in Toronto, I believe, and this is a single, and there is an EP forthcoming. This came out, what day was this?
Oh, it was May 7th.
May 7th.
Yeah, so just like a week and a half
back.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and then roughly around the same time, there was a new single by the Garys, a song called Cakewalk. No word on whether this is forthcoming from an album, but it is a really great song, so we're going to get to that. We also have brand new music from like a Windsor, newer Windsor band called The Painted October. They're very influenced by like 60s psych. Bands like Jefferson Airplane and things in that of that nature. So we're going to hear their new single. We also have new music from Mad Ones and Montreal-based band Antenna 93. So let's get to it. We're going to start off with No More Running here from Run Coyote on Revolution Rock.